Howdy partner, it's me, Sponsorbot. I love you. Here's a message from our sponsors.
Hello, it's me, Joel. So basically, apparently at some point I said to Howerton, what is this, Howerton Computer's Deadly Animal Sanctuary? Well, apparently he liked that idea and started drawing up plans for it and made a design and uploaded that design to TeePublic. So, if you want a t-shirt that says Howerton Computer's Deadly Animal Sanctuary, you can actually buy one now by going to battlebird.productions/merch. Not exactly sure why you would want that, but if you did, that is how you'd get it. And I'm only telling you this because apparently we actually get paid for a bit of everyone that sells. So go for it if you want to. There's also yellow sub designs, of course, Automnicon logos, and they're pretty cool in fairness. They're pretty good. So battlebird.productions/merch. Click on the link attached to this message.
Thanks for listening. Bye!
We Fix Space Junk Series 2 by Beth Crane. Episode 2, Sensory Overload.
What is this stuff? It's incredible. I've never had anything like it.
It's peanut butter. It's the last of my peanut butter.
I love it. I need more.
Oh, so much for my ketogenic diet.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to exercise so much. No pain, no gain, right? I'm going to turn this fleshy thing you've been inhabiting into a well-oiled machine. We'll need to be at our best for our mission.
Oh, isn't it a bit of a cliche for an AI to go all sensory overload? It's only food.
Imagine never tasting anything ever before. Never had a drop of anything pass your lips. Even water has a taste. Even those peculiar dried rations.
You mean the week's worth of rations you've had so far today?
I am recovering from surgery. I need to keep my strength up. But don't worry. I won't be stopping at peanut butter. I'm going to try everything. I'm going to do everything.
Are you now?
Can you start by giving me that jar back? You're not supposed to just eat it with your hands. And we were nearly killed getting that stuff.
No need to get flippant. You know I can still kill you with...
Yes, we all get it. You can kill any one of us at any moment. Why do you think I let you have it in the first place?
Are we nearly at the spaceport yet?
Yes, we're approaching.
Thank Bruce.
What? You're not enjoying our time together? Our little reunion. I thought you'd be happy to see your beloved fiancé again.
He's not my fiancé.
He has a lot of memories of you. Oh, so many memories. Well, well, well.
They're private.
We share a brain. They're common property now.
Stop looking at me like that.
Go back to the peanut butter, creep.
You'll be pleased to hear that we are about to land. All unwelcome passengers are requested to be out of here as soon as we touch the ground.
A bit shaky there, aren't we?
I have spent the last who knows how long trapped in a fridge, while a psychopath systematically destroyed everything I've set up in this ship over the past century. I then had to help, without speaking, my best friend put that psychopath into a man's brain. However questionable the man, I don't think anyone deserves to share a head with you. Yes, I am going to be a bit shaky.
But can you still remember how to open the door?
Get out. Get him out of here.
Attention. Please note that any unaccompanied repairman will be destroyed.
Ah, hello. Fabio Ringo, isn't it?
I suppose.
Or we could call you Fringo, perhaps.
If you must.
You'll need new documents anyway, to reflect your new dual identity. Come, Fringo, your carriage awaits. Mr. Smart, please show Fringo to his ship. Ah, and Kilner. Thank you for overseeing this whole situation. You were unexpectedly calm and level-headed.
Well, people change. Thanks for not sticking an AI in my head.
Yes, it's lucky that you had a stowaway. I'd have been sorry to lose you, even after everything.
Why wouldn't you have put him in my head?
Oh, don't worry, Samantha Trapp. The thought never crossed my mind. We have far bigger plans for you.
Well, that's unnerving.
Oh, they've got bigger plans for everyone, Samantha. And they just like freaking people out. Anyway, why are you here? Aren't you supposed to be snaking your way around the CEO's office?
I'm here to personally oversee a few things. Ensure that this handover goes off without a hitch.
Handover?
We're handling the Fringo problem, don't worry.
I don't like the sound of that.
Oh, if you were just going to kill him anyway, why did you let me operate on him? That was so much extra work.
Oh, we're not going to kill him. Of course we're not going to kill him. He returned you all safe and sound and only mildly traumatized, didn't he?
Right.
He's going to get everything he asked for. In one way or another.
Of course. Of course he is.
I've got a team replacing the fridge in your ship. At cost, of course. Making sure it doesn't have any inconvenient hitchhikers. Have a break. Walk around a little. Get some air. You probably need some after all of this.
You're right, Dax?
There is some people messing around with the fridge. Is that...
It's okay. You'll be all right.
Also, there was something I meant to tell you, but I didn't get time.
You're going to have to wait a moment. I'm with Ms. Lam.
Oh, Bruce. Okay.
Hello, Dax. How are you feeling?
Fine.
You've been through rather a lot.
I'm fine.
Do you need anything?
No. I'm fine.
He's fine. We're coming back to the ship, Dax, unless you need us for anything else.
Oh, no. You've done quite enough for one day. I'll join you. I want to have a little look around, for old time's sake. And to check that it's all fit for purpose.
Everything looks so much bigger than it did before. Wow, this is all so...
You haven't had your body long, have you?
No.
You'll get used to it pretty quick.
Are you?
Yes, I am. Just like you.
Well, not exactly like me. I've got big plans. I'm going to do so much.
Oh, you want to now, but you won't.
What do you mean?
Don't forget that you have to maintain your body.
Oh, everybody keeps saying that to me.
It's true. How much time do you think this hair takes me every day?
I've been thinking about just shaving it off.
What? But...
Well, the trade-off is still worth it, in my opinion.
Peanut butter, right?
For me, it was fried eggs. Oh, man, they're good.
Hi there, it's me, SponsorBot. I love you. And do I have an ad for you? Yes, I do. Here it is.
Have you ever considered life as an automnicon repair person? Want to test your abilities in a battle of life and death? Or at least bureaucracy? Download AutomnaJobs, small jobs for unimportant people, today. AutomnaJobs is a three-page We Fix Space Junk RPG, available on Gumroad. Find the link in the show notes, or visit battlebird.productions for more details. Space Junk now.
Thank you for listening to that message. As you will, my friends. Bye.
You brought her?
I brought myself. Hello, Dax. Good to see you up and about again. Digitally, I mean.
Honestly, I hoped we'd never see you again.
All that unpleasantness aside, let's take a look at the sub, shall we? Oh, this place brings back memories. It's even got the same carpet. Well, the remains of it. Oh, and the beds are definitely the same. Have you ever thought about making a few changes in here? It's been the same for what, 95, 100 years? We may as well make a few changes while we're here, you know? We've been developing these new mattresses. They're really something. Much better than those sacks of springs you've been sleeping on.
We could do with bigger beds.
And who's going to pay for them?
Oh, right. I thought...
Of course it's not free. Automnicon never does anything out of the kindness of its heart.
I thought, you know, we're a bit traumatised. I got blood on me.
I assume that any upgrades we make will come directly out of our debt, likely at vastly inflated prices.
Ah, you caught me. Sorry, force of habit.
She started out in sales when she left repairs. Was that all you came for, to try and upsell us?
I could be visiting for old time's sake.
Well, you and I both know that's bullshit.
All right then. Is the fridge ready?
Yep, all done.
Fully debugged?
Oh, yes. Are you sure you don't want me to put another AI in here? It's really easy. Take 5 minutes. It'd be much better.
No! No, right. get out!
Don't worry. I know how fond you are of Dax. Haunting aside. You have my assurance that nothing will go wrong with this one. We fully scanned the ship. There is no mind here beside Dax's.
Thank you. Okay, shall we...
Well, you probably need to settle in. Things to do, people to see. Goodbye, Kilner.
Bye. Dax?
I'm fine.
Can we do anything?
Like what?
We better get this place cleaned up. It's a lot easier to scrub down a floor on solid ground. You can't really chuck mop water out of an airlock without a few... complications.
Oh, head wounds do bleed a lot, don't they? Oh, that's the other thing I've been wondering.
What?
Which of us got stuck with the bill? He was my ex-fiancé, but Ringo was in your ship.
Kilner.
I guess I did the surgery, but...
I mean, I'm glad they didn't put him in either of us. Even Fabio didn't really deserve it.
That's what I meant to tell you. The implant wasn't charged to either of your accounts.
Are you sure? Could you check again?
Maybe there's just been a delay.
Well, they've already charged you for the forceps and the antiseptic.
Hmm.
Oh, this is our new ship. Your bargaining skills leave a lot to be desired.
This is not the model I requested.
It's tiny. No carpet, low ceilings. Oh, well, at least I've got my hammock.
This is wrong. This is wrong. This is not what I was promised.
Oh, Fringo, you just wanted so much. But you do have to work up to it, to earn it.
What are you doing here?
This is an automnicon ship. I can go wherever I like.
No, this is my ship.
Oh, you didn't read the terms and conditions stored on the implant before you installed yourself onto it. They were on a text file. Very small and easy to read. Would have taken you microseconds if you'd bothered. The chip wasn't cheap.
Excuse me?
Ringo, you're an intelligent program. Admirable for the level of programming available when you were branched, at any rate. What would you do if you came across a seemingly invulnerable enemy? You'd find something that they want, that they crave, like freedom. And then you'd find a way to turn that desire into a weakness.
Fine. I've dealt with worse. It's only a ship. I don't care.
Oh, sweetheart. Can you feel that? Can you feel the air burning in your lungs? Pulsing, twisting, refusing to give up its precious oxygen? What did you think we were going to do? Roll over and give you what you want? Our property, our investments?
So what? You're going to kill me.
Oh no. We've just invested in you. That's something we love to do. We love to invest in our people. Welcome to Automnicon, employee number 490834-09. Please pay attention to this short video. Not that you haven't seen it before.
Hello, new employee, and welcome to Automnicon. As a new debtor to Automnicon, your pre-signed contract has been interfaxed directly to our accounts department, from which it cannot be retrieved. You'll receive regular updates regarding your debt levels and any interest rate changes. As per the terms and conditions of the contract you signed, you are now contracted to Automnicon until you've paid off your debt or the end of your natural life, whichever is sooner. You'll find details of your missions in the inbox of your shipboard computer. Make sure you check it regularly, as being late to any missions we assign you will of course incur fines. And a final note on health and safety. As a technically self-employed indebted contractor, all Automnicon employees are entirely responsible for their own health and well-being, which means no tricky health and safety guidelines to follow and no obligatory fluorescent jackets. If you die, that's your own fault, and your family will inherit your debt. We hope you enjoy working for us as much as we enjoy your service. Automnicon, we own you.
And with that, Fringo is left to the taste of the sour air in his new ship, with a con man for company. And Samantha and Kilner, now free from ex-fiancé and ghost, find themselves desperately in need of a drink.
In that episode of We Fix Space Junk, Samantha Trapp was played by Rebecca Evans, Kilner was played by Beth Crane, Dax was played by Jack Carmichael, Ms. Lam was played by Vicky Barron, Fabio and Fringo were played by Chris Montague, and Mr. Smart was played by David Ault. All other parts are played by members of the cast, along with Charlie Johnson and Mike Burden. The program was written by Beth Crane and produced by Headley Knights for Battlebird Productions. We'd like to thank our patrons for their support, and especially say thank you to Samantha Tanini. You've all helped make Season 2 possible, and we'd like to reassure you that Automnicon is definitely not watching your every move. To support We Fix Space Junk on Patreon, Ko-fi, or PayPal, visit battlebird.productions or see the show notes.
Are you sure we should leave Dax alone?
He's a big AI. He can look after himself. Come on, I need a drink.
Kilner, there you are. Welcome.
Look up.
Look up into the cold, black night. You are not alone in this big, dark universe.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You wake up startled in the middle of the night, convinced that there's something out there in the darkness. Your brain tells you that there's nothing to be afraid of, that the inhuman shape in the corner of your room is just your laundry piled on a chair. But as you hear the ghostly, ragged breathing that doesn't belong to you, you realize your brain is dead wrong. If you love the mix of horror, mystery, and comedy in shows like Buffy, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, or Supernatural, you'll feel right at home on The Crit Show, a Monster of the Week actual play podcast where the players, playing as themselves, are tasked with being the last line of defense from the forces of evil that go bump in the night. Join us every Wednesday and learn the games we play while the gang tries their best to solve the mysteries, hunt the monsters, and protect the innocent. Their intentions are good. Their dice rolls, not so much. You can find The Crit Show at thecritshowpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.